Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we went to Mayfield Community Development Building, where we spoke to Al McGallagher, Pat Lavin and James Donnelly. They tell us about the retrofitting and other work done around the Clemoris and Mayfield area. Alma, who's the manager of Clore ICH, begins by telling us about the energy improvement in the area over the last two decades.
I suppose since 2006, we're very much involved with the whole aspect of energy upgrading, energy retrofitting. And in 2006, SEAI put a call out to community organisations like ourselves because they were finding it very difficult to reach out to the most vulnerable in society and the most vulnerable in Clemoris. So I suppose that really mobilised us to put a contract in and to tender for work to Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. So as a result of that, then we were contracted by them to deliver the Warmer Home Scheme. And I suppose that was our first step, if you like, in the whole energy retrofitting aspect and the whole energy retrofitting field. So we've been addressing fuel poverty since 2006, and really that has opened up an awful lot of avenues for us. And we're the only housing association in Ireland actually contracted to deliver these retrofitting works. So we're very, very proud of that here based in Clemoris. So since 2006, we've really grown and evolved. We don't just build housing and sheltered housing schemes like you're in today, Stephen. We actually build sustainable communities. And a part of that, you can see our organic tunnel is outside there, producing fresh fruits and vegetables for local people here in Clemoris. We reduce the cost, utility costs for people here in Clemoris by energy retrofitting. And we also provide very valuable employment here locally as well. So we're very proud of the work that we do here. And since 2006, we've energy retrofitted over 4,000 houses across Ireland. And it's not just houses, it's also commercial buildings. We've had shopkeepers, large factories. So it's very much looking at a holistic approach when it comes to community, commercial and the domestic householder. Since 2012, we've really focused on deep retrofits. And we have applied annually then to Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland for the Better Energy Communities Programme. And I suppose that's where our linkage is then with Pat and with James, because there's they require registered contractors, contractors of a high quality, contractors that understand the technical specifications laid down by Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. So we very much work closely with Pat and James to deliver that work.
Just actually to bring yourself in, Pat, you're one of the managers with EcoSmart. A lot of that you were telling me beforehand off air with the insulation and in terms of retrofitting and whatnot and ensuring heat stays in the house, it's very vital. Just want to tell us a little bit about what you and the firm do.
Yeah, what we do is we project manage these energy efficiency upgrades for the houses. What you have to look at with houses is fabric first. So in other words, you insulate the house to reduce the energy demand, which saves carbon, but it also saves money. We will go into a property and we'll do an audit on the house. And that audit will tell you what you need to do to upgrade your house, how you make it more efficient, and what measures you need to carry out to make the house easier to heat and more economic to run. We do a lot of different types of insulation. We do attic, we do walls, external insulation, we do floor insulation. We also project manage these jobs. So in other words, where there are other measures in place like windows and doors, heat pumps, PV, that's all taken in as part of the package. So the way SEAI have looked at it now, they're looking for people to do deeper measures. So in other words, they're given big grants there, but you must do a lot of work to get those grants. And we coordinate all that with Clore. So Clore go in as the main agent and we project manage the jobs for them. We're doing this probably since 2014 or 15 with Clore, and it's grown exponentially really. So what we try to do is get local people to do local work, so keep the supply chain local. Like James here, James Rico Heating, he has worked with Clore since 2012, 14 as well. And he now is at a stage where he himself and his company have grown, but they also know that they need to kind of continue to grow And to do that, we need to get more local people involved.
And James Donnelly from Ecoheating is also here. James, you work a little bit with heat pumps in that?
We do, yeah. We're working alongside Pat and Alma here for the last 10 years. I suppose it started off really with on the warmer home schemes and better energy community schemes, installing high efficiency condensing oil and gas boilers, generally improving the efficiency of heating systems. Probably over the last 6 or 7 years, we've moved more into heat pumps. Again, just making your heating systems more efficient, less costly to run. I suppose for people that don't understand what a heat pump is, it replaces your oil or gas boiler, and it's taking the energy from the air through a refrigeration cycle.
And I'll just get you to finish up on a pat. What you're doing there is you're making your home much more energy efficient, well, with your main pump, your main heat source coming into the house.
Yes, the heat pump in these cases is replacing fossil fuels with renewable energies, obviously electricity. Basically, an oil boiler or a gas boiler, even a condensing one, which is the most efficient one, is about maybe 90 to 92% efficient at its best, where a heat pump is between 3 and 500% efficient. So in those cases, you are making dramatic improvements in both your energy efficiency, but also your bills. But this is taken as an overall approach with the whole house. So in other words, you must upgrade your fabric to make sure that the heat pump works efficiently. As we said before, heat pumps are not for every single house type, but the vast majority of houses can be retrofitted to allow for a heat pump to work successfully.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.